What were your takeaways from the Haynes series?
I thought that they were two very competitive games. Haynes is very quick, athletic. They do a nice job of using their speed, and then they've got some post players who work really hard. I thought that actually both nights we played well. First night, they didn't shoot the ball near as well as they did on Saturday morning, and really that was the difference in the game. Friday, we limited them to a couple outside shots and did a good job controlling game inside. And then Saturday morning, same kind of thing going on, and then they started hitting some outside shots near the end of the game. That kind of gave them a little bit of separation. But really two hard-fought games. I thought that we played well both games.
Is your team coming into its own?
I think that every week that we see improvements and see more things that we need to work on, we keep talking about we're kind of at that point now where we're fine-tuning things and adding little things. And so it's exciting as a coach to get to that point of the season where you're not just putting in your offenses and putting in your defenses, but you get to really work on those things.
Earlier on this season, you got a lot of playing time unexpectedly for some of the younger players. Is that helping you at all now?
Oh, I think definitely. You can see with that younger group improvement daily, weekly, every time they get on the court. This weekend, hopefully, if everything works out, they will actually get a chance to play in a JV game. So it'll be exciting to see the growth that they've had playing against some players their own age. Because really, that, like we talked about, they've been playing against 2A and 3A varsity teams all year long and doing a nice job.
Individuals on the weekend that stood out for you?
Inez Larson had another nice scoring weekend. I thought our post players, Kennedy Kahn, Adriana Stowe, Allie Thomason, I thought that they did a nice job battling against Haynes' post players. Really, it was, you can name players up and down. I thought Anya Pawick had a nice weekend as well. Just, it was a nice team effort. Especially Saturday, I thought that we did a much better job blocking out, rebounding, taking care of the basketball. We just ran into a hot shooting team.
Okay. All right. So Metlakatla, you've already seen them once.
Yeah.
No surprises there.
No, but both teams will be so different. They were without a couple of their players when we played them in Ketchikan. We were without three or four of our players. It'll be interesting to see the changes that both teams are able to make just by adding some players.